Hey guys, welcome back to this episode of the podcast.
Today we are in person together.
Woohoo! So. It is currently the April 24th when we're recording this.
Because it's vacation. It's the second to last day of vacation.
Sad.
Because it's Saturday. So sad.
It is very sad. So do you want to tell them what we're doing today?
We are going to be doing a bit of a Q&A.
Yes.
So we're going to ask each other questions, not the same questions, and then we are going to answer them.
Yeah, neither of us will
question
be,
and answer.
Neither of us will be giving answers to questions that we ask the other person. I don't know why, we just kind of wanted to do that.
We wanted to change it up a little bit, make it a little bit more interesting. Because we've done something like this before, not on a podcast, but on, I don't know why I sounded like that. Not on a podcast, but a
YouTube
video. So go subscribe to that.
We've done something kind of like this on the podcast, but it's kind of different.
Yeah. So actually don't subscribe. I'm kidding. Actually do. Wait. I don't know what I'm saying. I said do subscribe, but don't watch the videos I'm in.
Watch the videos she's in.
No, don't. I'm like full on serious too. Okay.
You can go first.
What gives you the most comfort?
Oh my God. Wait, this is so hard. Like, I feel like there's so many things because, like, there isn't just one thing that gives me, like, the most comfort in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you, like,
name
what
one.
Is it? What
name
is it?
One. Okay. It doesn't have to be the
I'll most. Name one of the things is my room. Like, when I'm really stressed out, you can just go to your room, and then I feel a lot better by, like, being in my own space and, like, having my little things that I do, like, having my stress rock, like different essential oils that I have, and like being in my own space and a space that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
For sure.
Okay.
Kidoki,
all right. Now, what do you think is the meaning of life?
Do that question.
I will next.
Okay. What do you think is the meaning of life?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think everybody has. Different. I don't know. This really sounds so cringy. I think everybody has like a different purpose. And even if that, like, no matter like if you just are a normal person doing like the same thing, I guess, like, I don't know. Teachers, like when you're an adult, you literally grow up and you become a teacher, and it might not seem like the most important thing and that you're not making a difference, but I think that everybody who does something has an impact on somebody else. And I think that your main purpose for life is just to make people happy, and I think is to learn, make mistakes and learn. Sounds really cringy, but I don't know. I'm 13. I don't know the main purpose of life. Next. Okay, I'll read one.
Okay.
This is weird. Were your parents good at being parents? Are your parents good at being parents, I should say? Because there is no
yes. Point. Like I didn't
know,
like
weird.
Well, I mean, I guess for some people, like there would be a really easy no on that one. But for me, like, yes, they are great parents. They're loving and all those things, but there's obviously times where I'm mad at them, you know?
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, why wouldn't you let me do this? Or like, yeah, stuff like that.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's kind of like weird, but like if you could like pick the way you die, what would you pick?
I'm sorry, it's not funny. Definitely
like the least painful.
The least painful.
Yeah.
What
do you think that'd be though?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
Maybe like a poison.
It'd be a heart attack.
No, you would feel that. I don't know.
Oh, old age. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
But in the world, we're like.
But like, that's still kind of painful. But like, yeah, old age. I would pick
old age.
Sorry, I'm not supposed to give my opinion. But yes, because I would pick old age.
Yes, it's the most.
Because then you get
reasonable.
To live.
Yeah.
Right? Live a long time, which is like the goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. I answered that one.
That's cool.
You have to ask me.
Oh, right. Keep forgetting. Okay. Have you ever felt guilty about doing something good?
No, not as good.
I'm just gonna quickly say I'm a people pleaser, so
I would say no, because if it's a good thing, then why would I feel guilty,
right?
Okay,
that one doesn't make sense, but
What was the most difficult goodbye you ever had to say to someone?
These like, are goodbye, so goodbye. Sad.
Like goodbye forever.
To someone. I've never had to say goodbye to someone.
Really?
Because, well, if somebody dies, you don't say goodbye to them.
Well, in some cases.
Like to them. I mean, I don't know. I haven't lost anyone I like.
Really?
I haven't lost anyone like that close to me other than like, but I was little. The thing is, like, I don't, there's a lot of things that happened when I was little that I just don't understand. Like, I wouldn't.
Like, you wouldn't have understood that.
Yeah. So, I didn't know. Like, when you're little, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Goodbye is goodbye forever. So.
In some cases, yeah.
In some cases. Yeah. And I haven't lost that many people in my life, which I'm thankful for.
Oh, wow. So, you don't even have an answer for that one.
Well, I've lost two people.
Okay. What's my question?
That was so silent. I swear, we were just making goofy faces at the camera. We weren't, like, I don't know. Okay. Am I asking you a question now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, these are weird. Are you into politics? No, we're not. Let me look at a question.
Well, I would answer.
What's the point in living if you'll end up dead anyway?
What? What? Because you can have a life? Like, just because, yeah, like, at some point. Wait.
I'm answering.
Just because you're going to die at some point doesn't mean you shouldn't have a life. Like, then, like,
things, so, like, wait, these are dark.
Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. Like, you gotta live. You know? I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that, to be honest. That's a crazy question.
That is an insane question.
Okay.
These are, like, weird questions.
Okay. What is your best memory just of your life?
Of my life?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have a lot of memories.
Same. I feel like if I had to pick one, I could pick one, but I'm not going to say
it. If I had to pick one, oh my goodness. I don't know. There's so many memories that have happened like multiple times, but I think just laughing a lot. I've seen, like, it sounds so stupid, but laughing a lot when, like, you can't breathe almost.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just a bunch of, like,
of yawning.
A lot of people. Like, I've had it with a lot of people. So, yeah. It's not, like, one particular moment, but it's definitely something that's been in a lot of moments. Memories.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Ready? This mm-hmm. one's a good one. What do you like the most in people? Like, what's something in most people that you really like?
Okay, so I'll answer this as, like, a friendship, like as a friend, like, attraction, and also as, like, a romantic attraction, I guess. So for a friendship attraction, I would say, like, well, I guess for both, it's first personality, but, like, second, like, physical features on, for me, I'm, like, romantically attracted to men.
And then we start talking about our sexuality.
so but like for like a friend, even if like or a boy or a girl as a friend, I would say like this is kind of hard. I would say okay, I feel like it's kind of similar actually. I was gonna say eyes probably. It would be eyes or hair, but I guess romantically it would be like lips. And eyes and hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hard. I feel like they're pretty similar. I look at the same thing for most people and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
That one's kind of hard though. All right. When was the last time you cried and why?
I don't know. What type of cry?
Any type of cry. Just like
a little one? I don't know.
No, like a big cry.
You know, I don't actually cry that much.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I get upset a lot, but I don't know. I don't really cry that much. I literally don't know.
Really?
And I think that's a good thing. I almost did last night because I was so scared about going 5 days a week, but like
to school.
Yeah, but like not like I don't know the last time, like at all. Which is great. I'm okay with that.
All right. Wow. I could tell you, but I can't because I'm not supposed to answer that question.
I know. Sorry.
I know.
Maybe maybe another podcast we can like go back to these websites and ask vice versa.
Yeah.
What do you, it's kind of the same thing. What? Oh no, this is weird. If you had a chance to talk to God for 10 minutes, but knew you would die immediately after, what would you do?
Oh,
interesting one.
Okay, I think I would probably say, take care of my family and my friends, while I'm gone sort of thing, not while I'm gone, but you know what I mean?
I can't say that.
I would say I'd say a few things, but number one would be asking why did you have me die? What is the, cause I believe that he always has a reason for why he did
everything.
Yeah. For why he did things. So I would ask him what his reason was for this and why this needed to happen for other things to happen in my legacy. So I would say that first, first ask him that, and then second I would say take care of my family and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're doing good. That would probably be my first two things.
Mm-hmm. I just yawn.
I know. Okay.
Put this up.
What embarrasses you the most?
No.
Stop. What embarrasses you the most?
Me?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything. I'm so socially awkward. Probably seeing other people my age anywhere. It's just awkward. And I know it shouldn't be, but seeing other teenagers in public or just normal people I know too. Really? It's so awkward. Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's awkward.
I do.
Oh wait, it's your turn to ask me a question.
This kind of goes from the other podcast. Do you feel like men and women are equal? We kind of already touched on.
Yeah, this. I don't. I want a different one just because.
We already did that.
That's a long.
If you could change your appearance to that, if you could change your appearance to that of the most beautiful person in the world, if it meant looking like a completely new person instead of an improved you, would you do it?
No, because who's considered the most beautiful person in the world? And I don't believe that there would just be one most beautiful person in the world, because that's all about
But if
opinion.
You could change you.
No.
To make you whatever you want. If you could change everything you didn't about yourself.
I mean, that's hard because there are certainly things I don't like about myself, but I think they make me. So no, I wouldn't do that. What are you doing?
I was looking at my arm and it's so tiny.
Especially compared to my arm.
I don't think that's okay. I think that. Oh my god.
You can feel my muscle in my arm.
I don't need muscle.
Okay, anyways, moving on. Yeah, I would say no. Overall, no. Uh-huh. I think things that I don't like about myself and that I do like about myself make me, so I would not.
Yeah.
I would never get plastic surgery. I don't shame people who do, but I wouldn't get plastic surgery.
I wouldn't get anything except braces. Yeah.
Well, but that's not.
I'm not going to change everything that,
not plastic surgery, though.
I'm not going to say anything that I would change about myself because I just don't feel like getting bullied for it.
Okay, question for you is who do you look up to the most, and what qualities do you love about that person?
Oh, I had to do this for school and I had no idea. It's so annoying. Myself.
You look up to yourself?
Yeah. No.
I don't think it works like that.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. No one. My cat. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
I could answer this. Okay, I'll give you a different question then. If you could make the most perfect day for you, what would it look like?
Oh, no, I hate that.
What? Oh my god, I love that question.
I hate it.
Okay. What's your biggest fear?
I feel like we have the same fear. I could psychically know. Dying and having see like and like the effect that it would lead on other people. Is that your fear?
Wait,
I have a good one. Dying, and I it scares me so bad when I think about it. When you die, you obviously either go to, well,
not obviously,
obviously, but, yeah. You don't believe in stuff. Like in my case, I think heaven. And just to know, like, what after that? Like, what's the after? Like, are you just there forever? Like, that's so insanely, like, scary to me that, like, and, like, will I know? Like, will I still feel
that? That is not my biggest fear.
It scares me so bad. Wait, hold up. I'm now literally thinking about it. Wait,
okay.
Wait. I gotta.
Well, we can't just have so silence. That's so scary. Okay.
No, wait,
but
listen.
I need it. Well, I want to say something.
That's so scary.
Okay, so for me, that piece that you just said doesn't scare me because I know that God, like, he has a plan and he has a reason for doing it. And I believe that, like, and I not that, like, I want to die tomorrow, but that when I get there, I will get these answers to things that aren't being able to be answered on when you're alive. So that makes it less scary for me. But that's what I believe. And that can be different for other people. And that's fine.
No,
but that's definitely what I believe. So I would say my biggest fear about death is dying before I have kids.
Mine? Oh, yeah, no. It's insane.
I'm so sorry, guys. Oh, my God.
I'm just so, like, it's so scary to think about, like, what's next after death. What do you do? Like, what if you don't have, like, a mind? I mean, you don't. Like, will
I don't know. I don't know.
Will I be able to see you again? Like,
I think my, like, strong belief and, like, faith in God doesn't make me scared of, like, what happens after that.
It scares me.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's question fun. For me.
I'm scared. Question for you?
Yes.
Let me look. What would you change in your life if you knew that there was, wait, what would you change in your life? There was more into the question, but I think I should just keep it like that. What's one thing you change in your life?
Oh my God. No, wait, I want the rest of the question.
It's something to do with God, and it's not like that, like, what would you change in your life if you knew that there was a God?
Oh.
Just do what would you change in your life?
Oh, because there is a God. God.
Get it? I know. No pun intended.
What would I even, I don't know. Like, what would I change in my life? Oh, where I live.
That's the thing you change in your
life? Yeah, because even though there are things I don't like in my life, I wouldn't want to change that much about it because then, like, that would change my whole course of the future.
No, imagine. Wait.
Oh.
I changed my whole life.
So I would say where I live.
Wait,
just
imagine.
Because...
Wait, they can't hear that, right?
No. Okay. You whispered. So I would say, yeah, just where I live, because the rest, like, just by changing where you live isn't gonna, I mean, it'll change the course of the rest of my life, but I wouldn't wanna, like, take someone out of my life, you know, like, I think, like, it would probably be, like, where I live, because I hate where I live. Like, if you don't know, I hate where I live, the weather, everything about it. It's such a boring
place.
I love, like, all the family.
I live here too,
so. I love all the family and friends I have around me, but if I could just take all that and move it to, like, California, I would be,
well, now they know we don't live in California.
Well, that's pretty dang obvious if you look at my vlogs, so.
Well, yeah, because we have snow.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay, so I'll ask you one more question, but our food is here, so we're gonna have to go. This is a very, like, just listen to our conversation sort of podcast.
Yeah, for sure. And us kind of argue. Not, no,
I wouldn't say argue.
I wouldn't say argue, but I'd say, like, are different
opinions. Okay, do you believe in aliens?
Okay, that's actually a really good question.
She's just laying on the ground.
That's actually a really good question. I for sure think aliens are alive. Because what are the odds we live on a tiny, like, we're tiny, tiny people compared to this universe. There are so much of the, like, the entire galaxy, just our galaxy, but also beyond that, that we still don't know. It seems insane that there would be no other life, like, no other living people or aliens or life, anything. So I think it seems insane that we just haven't got to it yet. And I don't think we will for a while. Right? Doesn't it seem insane that there's so many
other planets
out there and, like, galaxies and that we still don't know?
That's true.
It's so big.
And, like, because we consider them aliens, they'll consider us aliens. Because an alien is, yes, it's like when you think of it, you think of a green thing with, like, antennas. But an alien, technically, by description, is a foreign thing.
Yeah.
A foreign thing that doesn't belong.
Something that's not from there. So, like,
yeah.
Like, from that galaxy, I guess? I don't know. But I think it's ridiculous that there are so, it's like the universe is so big that there would be no other life force. So,
yeah. All right, guys.
That was an
interesting episode of just kind of chatting.
Yes.
But I liked it. So,
me too.
Tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.